كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Fighting in Allah's path has been chosen for believers even though it is something that is naturally disliked, because it means risking one's life and wealth. However, you may dislike something when it is good and beneficial. An example of this is striving in Allah's path, which means, in addition to the great reward, the defeat of the enemy and promotion of Allah's word. On the other hand, you may like something whilst it is bad and harmful to you, such as holding back from fighting. This will result in you being defeated and the enemies gaining authority over you. Allah knows full well what is good and what is not, whereas you do not. Therefore, follow His instruction, which is better for you.
يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه قل قتال فيه كبير قل قتال فيه كبير وصد عن سبيل الله وكفر به والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله والفتنة أكبر من القتل ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم إن استطاعوا ومن يرتدد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
The people ask you, O Prophet, about the law regarding fighting in the sacred months of Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Say to them, fighting in these months is a serious offense in the sight of Allah and is detested. Just as the idolaters, preventing from the path of Allah is also disapproved, blocking the believers' access to the sacred mosque and removing the people of the sacred mosque from it is worse than fighting in the sacred month in the sight of Allah. Their idolatry is worse than killing. The idolaters will continue their oppression by fighting you until they turn you away from your path of truth towards their false path. If they are able to, if anyone turns back from the path of Allah and dies disbelieving in Allah, his good actions shall be reduced to nothing, and in the afterlife, he will end up in the fire of hell, where he will live eternally.
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم.
Those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, who leave their homes as emigrants towards Allah and His Messenger, and fight to promote Allah's word, are the ones who are eager for Allah's mercy and forgiveness. Allah forgives the sins of His servants and is merciful towards them.
يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون.
O Prophet, your companions ask you about wine, which refers to anything that impairs the mind or intoxicates it. With respect to the legal aspects of drinking, selling and purchasing it, they also ask you about gambling, which refers to wealth taken in a competition between two people in which both contribute to the winning total. Say, in response to them, they both have many spiritual and material harms, such as loss of intellect and wealth, and the creation of hatred and enmity. On the other hand, there are a few benefits, such as financial reward for the winner of a bet. However, the harm and sin resulting from them is greater than the benefit. So, a logical person should avoid such actions. This statement of Allah lays the foundation for the prohibition of wine. They also ask you, O Prophet, about the amount that they should spend in charity. Say, in reply to them, spend whatever is easy and in excess of your needs. With such clear explanations, Allah describes the sacred law to you so that you may reflect. Initially, this was the law regarding charity, but later Allah established the obligation of zakat, which requires paying a set amount on certain possessions. If one has owned such possessions for a particular period of time. Beneficial points. Not knowing the end result of a thing sometimes makes a person dislike a thing that benefits him and like a thing that harms him. A person must ask Allah to guide him to the right path. Islam came to preserve goodness and prohibit any violation of it. The worst from off violation is preventing people from the path of Allah. The disbelievers will remain enemies of Islam and Muslims until they remove them from their path. Allah will weaken the plot of the disbelievers. Faith in Allah, emigration to Him and striving in His path are the most effective means by which a person can gain Allah's mercy and forgiveness. In consideration of people's best interests, the sacred law has prohibited anything where the harm is greater than the benefit, even though there may be some benefit in it.
الدنيا والآخرة ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم والله يعلم المفسد من المصلح ولو شاء الله لأعنتكم إن الله عزيز حكيم.
Allah has established these rules so that you may think about what benefits you in this world and the afterlife. Your companions ask you, O Prophet, about the guardianship of orphans and how they should deal with them, whether they can mix their wealth with that of the orphans for expenses, food and accommodation. Say in reply to them, if you are kind to them by arranging their affairs without taking anything in return and without touching their wealth, it is better in the sight of Allah and carries greater reward. It is also better because you will receive your full wealth. However, there is no harm if you mix their wealth with yours for living expenses, as they are your brothers in faith, and it is normal for brothers to help and look after the affairs of one another. Allah knows the guardian who, by mixing the wealth of orphans with his, means harm, and the one who means well. If he wished to make it difficult for you with respect to orphans, he would have done so. Instead, He has made it easy for you to deal with them, as the sacred law is based on ease. Allah is mighty, and nothing can overpower Him. He is wise in His planning and legislation.
وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَّ وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مشركة ولو أعجبتكم ولا تنكحوا المشركين حتى يؤمنوا ولعبد مؤمن خير من مشرك ولو أعجبكم أولئك يدعون إلى النار والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه ويبين آياته للناس لعلهم يتذكرون.
Do not get married, O believers, to those women who give partners to Allah until they have faith in Him alone and enter the path of Islam. A woman who is a slave but has faith in Allah and His Messenger is better than a free woman who worships idols, even though you may be impressed by her beauty and wealth. Do not give Muslim women in marriage to men who are idolaters. A slave man who has faith in Allah and His Messenger is better than a free man who is an idolater, even though he may seem impressive to you. Men and women who commit idolatry invite by their statements and actions towards that which will lead to entering the fire of hell. Allah, on the other hand, invites to good actions which will lead to entry into paradise and forgiveness of sins by His permission and grace. Allah makes His verses clear for people so that they may learn and act obediently.
ويسألونك عن المحيض قل هو أذى فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض ولا تقربوهن حتى يطهرن ولا تقربوهن حتى يطهرن فإذا تطهرن فأتوهن من حيث أمركم الله إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين.
O Prophet, your companions ask you about menses, which is the blood of menstruation that naturally comes out of the womb at certain times of the month. Say in reply to them, menses is harmful to the man and woman. So avoid sexual intercourse during this time. Do not approach them for sexual intercourse until the blood stops and they have cleaned themselves by taking a bath. If the blood has stopped and they have cleaned themselves, then you may have sexual intercourse with them through the vagina, in the manner that Allah has permitted for you. Allah loves those that frequently repent from their sins and are extra mindful of cleanliness.
نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنى شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين.
Your wives are a place for you to sow your seed. They produce children for you, just as the land produces crops. So approach the plantation, which is the vagina, from whichever direction and in whichever manner you wish, as long as intercourse takes place in the vagina. Send forth something good for yourselves, such as having sexual intercourse with the intention of gaining closeness to Allah, and with hope of pious offspring. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, such as those relating to women. Know that you are to meet Him on the day of resurrection and will have to stand before Him to receive the reward for your actions. O Prophet, give the believers good news of everlasting blessings that will surely please them when they meet their Lord, seeing His blessed face.
وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ أَن تَبَرُّوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَتُصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Do not use the name of Allah in your oath as an excuse for not doing good, being mindful of Him, being virtuous, and reconciling between people. Yet if you have taken an oath not to do any good actions, then do good actions and make a compensation for the oath. Allah hears your statements and knows your actions and will reward you for them. Beneficial points. Marriage between Muslims and idolaters is prohibited due to the huge gap between faith and idolatry. The verses indicate that a guardian is necessary for the contract of marriage, since Allah addresses the guardians with respect to the prohibition of giving women in marriage to idolaters. Sexual intercourse with a woman during menstruation is prohibited until she becomes clean and takes a bath, but intimate acts, except intercourse, are permitted during menstruation and before a purifying bath. The sacred law requires physical purity from all types of filth. The believer is encouraged to focus on the afterlife in everything, even in acts of pleasure, and to do good actions that will benefit him in the next life.